I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag, and James from Orange Park writes, "Okay, Mr. Osier, I'm ready for your positive spin and you telling us fans to be patient. I'm looking to hear it from you, though, despite my foretelling. No positive spin on Sunday, James. I'm not going to insult you. It was bad. No telling you to be patient either. Fans have a right to want to win, and right now the Jaguars aren't. Be angry. Be edgy. It's your right. I'd be mad, too." Matt from Jacksonville writes, "I was reading an article on NFL.com about players eligible for the Hall of Fame. Keenan McCardell was on there. What are his chances of making the Hall? Look, I love Keenan. I covered him 5 years, but there are a number of receivers who get in before he does. Jimmy Smith, Marvin Harrison, Torrey Holt, Chris Carter, Andre Reed, Tim Brown. That's not even mentioning Terrell Owens and Randy Moss. McCardell deserves consideration, but my respect for him aside, I doubt he makes it." John from Savannah, Georgia writes, "The margin for error in the NFL for less talented teams is razor thin. Fumbling interceptions inside your opponent's red zone, penalties allowing drives to continue. Without errors like these, the Jaguars could be a 500 team. With them, they may not be a three-win team. John, no argument here. The Jaguars can't give away opportunities. They just can't." Jeremy from Andover, Kansas writes, "The last time the Jags had heart, Coughlin was coached and Brunell was QB. It's been a long time." Sigh. Come on, Jeremy. The Jaguars deserve criticism. That was a bad performance Sunday, and the offensive line really struggled. So did a lot of areas. When things go bad, especially when teams can't protect the passer, it looks like a lack of effort and hence the heart complaint. But no, it's not right to say these guys aren't trying. Miguel from Jacksonville writes, "Man, oh sure, I thought we had that game. I will ignore the offense for now. What happened to the defense from a year ago? I know Darryl Smith is not there and he's a great player, but is he that huge a difference maker?" Part of the answer is yes, Darryl Smith makes a big difference. He makes you better against the run, which helps the pass rush. But is he the entire problem? No. The whole defense needs to play better. But I will say this, creating turnovers when you get the opportunity, that would be a start. And finally, Daniel from New York writes, "Good luck trying to find another opportunity to outdo that highlight reel. Number 28 is our number one ever." Well, there's no doubt about that. Great moment when Fred Taylor went into the Pride of the Jaguars Sunday. Apt name there, too. Taylor really was the pride of the Jaguars. Congratulations to him.